In today's diverse communities and workplaces, sensitivity and tolerance are a must. At Points of Perspective, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer, diversity awareness expert, and author Sharon Hill, you will discover how to create inclusive environments that embrace all people.
Thank you for tuning in. Unlike most certified etiquette trainers, I have an MBA with a focus on organizational behavior. This has prepared me to serve countless organizations to support their employees, understand the law, and avoid legal issues. For this podcast, I will discuss the highlights of my Sexual Harassment in the Workplace workshop. My objective in this introductory podcast is to give you an awareness of the importance of this topic and to protect you legally. Did you know that sexual harassment is a form of sex discrimination that violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964? That means that unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, and other verbal or physical conduct of a sexual nature constitutes sexual harassment when submission to or rejection of this conduct explicitly or implicitly affects an individual's employment, unreasonably interferes with an individual's work performance, or creates an intimidating, hostile, or offensive work environment. Whew! That's a mouthful, but it explains how the law regards sexual harassment. Sexual harassment can occur in a variety of circumstances. Some facts about sexual harassment are: the victim does not have to be the person harassed, but could be anyone affected by the offensive conduct. That means that if a third person overhears two people talking, and one of those two people says something offensive, the third person can complain and actions could be taken on that complaint. It also means the victim, as well as the harasser, could be a man or a woman. The victim does not have to be a member of the opposite sex. The harasser can be the victim's supervisor, an agent of the employer, a supervisor in another area, a coworker, or even a non-employee. Even if the harassers did not intend to harass, if the victim feels harassed, the law considers it harassment. It is helpful for the victim to directly inform the harasser that the conduct is unwelcome and must stop. The victim should use any employer complaint mechanism or grievance system available. When investigating allegations of sexual harassment, the EEOC, which stands for Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, looks at the whole record. The circumstances, such as the nature of the sexual advances and the context in which the alleged incidents occurred. A determination on the allegations is made from the facts on a case-by-case basis. Now, here's a very important point. With the EEOC, the person charged with sexual harassment, are you ready for this, is guilty until proven innocent. I suspect that's a shock to you and you're thinking, no way! But that's the way it is. Prevention is the best tool to eliminate sexual harassment in the workplace. Employers are encouraged to take steps necessary to prevent sexual harassment from occurring. They should clearly communicate to employees that sexual harassment will not be tolerated. They can do so by establishing an effective complaint or grievance process and taking immediate and appropriate action when an employee or a non-employee complains. If you've ever wondered about just what is sexual harassment, think about your workplace. Is it free of sexual harassment? Are humor, gestures, words, attire, and respect for the individual appropriate? I'm Sharon Hill, and I can teach you and your team through interactive exercises how to recognize and handle sexual harassment in your workplace. Go to my website, www.sharonhillinternational.com, to view all the courses I offer on sexual harassment, etiquette training, diversity, and building social capital.
Thank you for listening to Points of Perspective. If you have a diversity question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to diversity@sharonhillinternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download episodes, visit www.sharonhillinternational.com.